Mountain View County, the Gray Wooded Forage Association, GWFA, has updated members of the Mountain View County Agricultural Service Board, ASB, on the association's recent activities and projects. The review came during a recent ASB meeting, with GWFA agriculture field specialist Greg Perenich appearing as a delegation. Established in 1984, GWFA is a nonprofit producer organization supporting forage and livestock strategies for sustainable agriculture. We strive for environmentally sustainable and productive regenerative agriculture practices, he said. The organization's field service area covers 6 counties, including Mountain View and Red Deer. He said the group's 4 areas of focus are forage production management, grazing and livestock management, environmental sustainability, and soil health and regeneration. Areas of activity include applied research field projects, workshops, field schools, webinars, the preparation of environmental farm plans, producer consultations and advisory services, communication and network activities. Perenich outlined some of the field projects undertaken by GWFA over the past year, including the Canada Thistle Stem Mining Weevil Project, the Soil Health Benchmark Sampling Project, and the Rancher Research Extension Project. Mountain View County is the location of 2 of the 4 sites involved in the Canada Thistle Project, which has the goal to establish a population of stem mining weevils for biological control of Canada thistle in riparian and environmentally sensitive areas where herbicide, mowing or grazing control cannot take place, members heard. Started in 2016, the project sees thistle plants cut open in early July to observe weevil larva presence, or evidence of their damage. Due to the uncertainty of circumstances imposed by the COVID-19 restrictions, the July 2020 larva counts were unable to be conducted, he said. Subsequent Canada thistle mortality in August could not be correlated without the larva activity. In 2021, monitoring protocols resumed with the 2 Mountain View County sites seeing some larva decreases, but also a reduction in Canada thistle populations. The year 2022 will be the final formal monitoring year of the project, with a final report on the trends observed to follow. As with any biologically driven venture, the environmental influences on individual sites becomes apparent, he said. One of the observations along these riparian areas is sites experiencing spring flooding had the most reduction of weevils. Citing of future releases will recommend avoiding of frequent floodplain areas. The Rancher Research Extension Project has the objective to provide a framework for enhancing adoption of recent innovations relating to management of cow-calf, backgrounding and feedlot operations in Alberta, he said, noting ranchers involved in the project include 2 from the Sunder area. Videos have been produced as part of the project and can be found at the Gray Wooded Forage website.